This is one of those things that I'm reminded of I'll paraphrase of an old saying about not that old, but an old saying about quantum mechanics, that those who say they know everything there is to know about quantum mechanics don't know a thing about quantum mechanics. And although nearly every book of the Bible contains something dealing with prophecy about the end times, which is pretty amazing when you think about such a large book, you can't know all that stuff, so you have to whittle it down. Even this particular group is making statements, even Guy did, interviewed, made the statement about, well, the way we get this information. And really, they kind of go back to this one verse. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining the spiritual realities with spiritual taught words, 1 Corinthians 2:13. And really, that just means you got to use Scripture to interpret Scripture. Yet this group goes outside to numerology, which is not talked about specifically in Scripture, and comes to these conclusions. So the group itself is kind of veering away. Not only their theology is bad, I will say, on its face. They talk about annihilation. They teach Jesus was a created being. All churches are apostate. All kinds of things beyond this one teaching. But in this teaching, there's some simplicity in dealing with end times. In Matthew, as you've heard over and over, 24:36, that no man will know the day nor the hour.
That's right. And these people, Neil, are so convinced that they're going to be taken. What happens? What kind of a letdown is there going to be when they realize they haven't gone anywhere?
Well, you know, this is one of the reasons why I enjoy your show, and I do very, very much, is because the statement you made about this, not only are you bringing the information about these stories, but you said genuinely that you felt for the fact that these people afterwards, you believe it's not happening, I believe it's not happening, that afterwards, what are you left with? And that emotional concept of this news story, I don't know if people are getting. I mean, you heard the story about the family where the kids don't believe and the parents do. And
people are giving their pets away. They're emptying their bank accounts. You and I, we care about these people, as human beings, Neil. They're going to wake up in the morning later on Saturday and realize they haven't been taken. They're going to figure, first of all, that they were singled out by the guy upstairs. They're going to call their friends and realize they haven't been taken. Then they're going to realize this thing's not going to work. It's a hoax.
Oh, you know what? And a hoax is a strong word, and I'm not sure. I don't know this guy. It could very well be. This guy,
means intentional. So let me backtrack
okay,
just a little.
Okay, no, I think, right. I think that could be legitimate. We don't know yet. And I guess, you know, the old saying about tracing the money back. There may be money issues. There may be some concerns. I don't know this guy. A lot of people throwing around the term false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there are about three basic contingencies to make a false prophet. And as far as I know, he's never made the claim that God spoke to him specifically or directly outside of Scripture. So I look at this and I think, wow, all of our pencils, even the one in front of you right now, George, has an eraser on it. We make mistakes. Everyone does. So, and I've made mistakes with exegete, reading, taking things from Scripture.
I've got a bucket of whiteout. I make mistakes. Let me tell you.
We all should, and especially when it deals with theology. I had an old professor who used to say, everyone's a theologian, just most of us are bad ones. And the sad part is that you can be wrong about Scripture, and then you can come back and clarify or clean it up later. But it's like being colorblind is not a problem unless you go through a red light and you can't see that it's a red light. And a bad theology is not, or mistaken theology is not a problem unless it can kill. And you've got you've seen this over and over again doing what you do. But do you remember when there was so much attention, George, wrapped around? Maybe it's Twitter, maybe it's Facebook, whatever it is, but wrapped around an end-time prediction.
No, this is amazing. The last, of course, was the Heaven Gates group.
Yes.
And look what happened to them. That scares the heck out of me, too. These are people, a whole bunch of people, who killed themselves thinking that they were going to be taken away.
And so we all think this guy is safer. You know, he's got, in my humble Christian opinion, he's got horrible theology in addition to this end time stuff.
And keep in mind, Neil, he made this prediction in 1994. He was wrong. The fact that he would get people to believe him again just defies my logic.
And people want to believe. And you've got to, you hear it too. When you're talking to Guy, there's something intoxicating, George, about hearing somebody so faithful.
So believable.
Yeah, and even if they're wrong, as I believe they are, I think everybody wants to believe. And even people that I know are atheists or agnostics, and I know a lot of these people, skeptics and the like, listen to you as well, they still are curious and want to believe. And when I see things like this, and it's the foundation is bad logic, I go, here we go again.